You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, political discussions can get pretty ugly, especially in an election year. We'll talk to the author of I'm Right and You're an Idiot, The Toxic State of Public Discourse and How to Clean It Up.
Right now, an investigation into how Wisconsin treats sexual assault victims shows that they have to travel long distances and sometimes wait for hours to find nurses who can perform the correct forensic exams. These specially trained nurses aren't available in nearly half of Wisconsin counties, according to the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Rory Linane is with us now. She's a Wisconsin storyteller for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. Rory, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what does a forensic nurse do that's different from a traditional nurse?
Sure. These nurses, they're called sexual assault nurse examiners, and they receive special training so that they can deal sensitively with victims of sexual assault, and they can do a forensic examination, which would include gathering evidence that can actually then be used in court in prosecution. And they will also do some medical assessments and help survivors access any medications they might need for sexually transmitted infections. And they can also connect victims with further resources in the community for healing.
As we mentioned just a little bit ago, in nearly half of Wisconsin's counties, there are not these specially trained nurses available. Why is there such a shortage? Why are there so few forensic nurses?
Yeah, well, the way the justice system is set up, it really relies on hospitals to step up and provide these exams, but the state doesn't require that hospitals provide them. And so because of some of the high costs associated with having examiner programs that aren't all reimbursable, hospitals either choose to not provide them at all, or if they do, it's often with foundational support as more of a charity service. So with a lot of hospitals just choosing not to provide those exams, it can be hard for women to get access to them, and men.
So it seems like these exams would be a critical part of being able to arrest someone for a sexual assault or to prosecute them. Is there a reason why this program is not, one, mandatory, and two, funded by criminal justice systems?
Mm-hmm. Well, the State Department of Justice does channel some funding for the exams. They pay for the cost of the actual exams, but there are other costs associated with that, such as the time that nurses spend on call that hospitals have to pay the nurses for, that there isn't currently funding for.
And in the people that you talked to and the information that you gathered, would you say that the wait and travel to see a forensic nurse is sometimes enough for victims to decide not to proceed with the investigation and getting examined?
I did hear that from advocates who work with victims that it can be, you know, sometimes they just hit a wall. One person told me that she was with a victim at a hospital and they had waited several hours and then were told they had to go to another hospital. And she just said, I want to go home and be with my dog. And so, you know, you're dealing with people who've just gone through traumatic events, and sometimes that can be the last straw, and they just don't go through with the exam.
It would also seem that the wait could also compromise the quality of the evidence that could be gathered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked to a police detective about that, and she said that, you know, anything from going to the bathroom or washing up or changing clothes, which are things that you'd think a sexual assault victim might want to do, they either have to try not to do those things, or they do and they possibly compromise some of the evidence.
So as you just said, you spoke with detectives and case managers in writing your piece. What did they have to say about the availability of options for sexual assault victims in Wisconsin?
Well, they say that the options are just too slim right now, that, you know, having to travel out of your county and you know, wait for nurses to arrive is just a barrier that is causing women to not get access to the care or the options for prosecution that they might want.
And what kind of programs do exist around the state for people who are seeking this kind of treatment and examination after a sexual assault? Is it only hospital-based programs?
Yes, they're all in hospitals. There are some systems that have more robust programs than others. For example, I featured the Aurora Medical Center in Oshkosh, where they have 24-hour, 24/7 availability to do exams. And so, a lot of police units in an 8-county region around them know that Aurora can be a destination, and sometimes police will actually drive victims in from surrounding counties to that hospital.
But that, of course, is only happens when a victim actually feels comfortable reporting to the police,
right,
as well.
It's definitely not always the case.
We're talking with Rory Linane right now. She's a reporter, Wisconsin storyteller for the USA Today Network in Wisconsin. And we're talking about her piece that looks at the barriers for sexual assault victims being seen by a forensic nurse. Now, Rory, as we've been talking, this is a criminal justice issue besides a health issue. What has Attorney General Brad Schimel said about the availability of forensic nurses in the state?
Well, one of the problems is that it's hard to track how many are out there. The state doesn't do any central tracking of that. And so I asked him about that, and he said that's something that he would look into, finding out why they don't do that and see if there is a way to do that. And he also mentioned that he'd like to try to find more federal grant dollars to cover some of the costs that hospitals are currently saddled with, such as transportation costs for nurses, so that they can send nurses to the nearest, most convenient location for the victim.
As we said earlier, half of Wisconsin's counties do not have a sexual assault nurse examiner in the county. Where is the distribution? Are there areas that are better served than others?
Urban areas tend to be better served than more rural and more sparsely populated areas. And part of the problem in those rural areas is that sexual assault is less prevalent just because you have less of a population. And so the nurses there can fall out of practice in their training. And so that's one of the recommendations that I heard from experts is trying to get more training options available so that nurses can keep their skills up to date even when they aren't actually seeing patients as often.
So it sounds like there are two layers of challenge there, getting nurses trained as these forensic nurses and then actually keeping them.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
You also, in your piece, look at measures that can be taken to expand the number of nurses with this specialized training and getting them into more areas of the state. And one of the suggestions was increasing the number of coordinators. Now, what do those coordinators do?
Yeah, those coordinators are in place to help nurses keep their training up to date and make sure that there's always someone available to do an exam. And also, the job can be emotionally draining for nurses. And so part of the role of the coordinator is to debrief with nurses after every exam and make sure that they're doing okay and have all of the resources they need. Because according to the State Department of Justice, they found that only about half of the nurses that have received this kind of training actually stick with the job for a full year after they've been trained. So the dropout rate is really high, and coordinators have been shown to be able to help nurses stay in the job for longer.
And you did say also that a concern is being able to stay, to feel like you're keeping your skills fresh and mm-hmm. sharp. What kind of refresher course or other kind of training could help keep these nurses in the field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the International Association of Forensic Nurses has some recommendations on that, and they say it's important for nurses to have access to refresher courses that actually have live models come in that they can practice on to keep their skills up to date. And that's not something that Wisconsin currently offers, but some other states do have that.
And one of the issues that we've been talking about is that victims are having to travel great distances. Have there been any proposals or ideas for how to remove that obstacle?
Yes, so that was one of the things that Attorney General Schimel brought up, was that instead of having victims move to a hospital where there is a nurse, having the nurse actually move to the location closest to the victim. Also, I didn't get to fit this in my story, but there has been some talk about using telemedicine in this field so that nurses who might feel out of practice or unsure can actually video chat with an expert throughout the exam and make sure that they're doing everything correctly.
Oh, so the sane nurse would actually be with the victim, but there might be a colleague who's joining in remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And as we wrap up, Rory, you said that Attorney General Schimmel has made a commitment to trying to find more funding and increase access throughout the state. Do you have a sense of what kind of timeline there might be for when more resources might become available to help these victims?
He did say that he would be looking to do something in this next upcoming budget, state budget.
And specifically looking for funding to help with training or transportation?
Yeah, he mentioned that the only thing he mentioned specifically was with transportation, but he said he was interested in looking into the other options as well.
Well, Rory, thanks so much for being with us today. Well,
thanks so much for having me.
That was Rory Linane, reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. She joined us to talk about her recent article on how Wisconsin makes sex assault victims wait.
Coming up after the news, we'll talk to a guest about why public discourse can be so toxic and what we might be able to do to change it. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.